Well, it's exactly now 4:56 a.m. South African time. It's a beautiful Thursday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah, Yom Al-Khamis. Well, it is today the 25th of Safar 1444. Well, let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Thursday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri. وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 25th of Safar 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Suratul Hajj, the chapter on pilgrimage, chapter 22 and verses 72 and 73. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَإِذَا تُتْلَىٰ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ And when our verses, which are clear-cut, explicit, are recited on them, and to them the non-Muslims, تَعْرِفُ You will recognize and see, فِي هُجُوهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمُنْكَرِ In the faces and the body language and the expression from them, the non-Muslims, kafarul munkar, the hatred and the animosity they have towards the message and the messenger, meaning they hate it because it is the truth. And therefore they don't want to accept it because of their pride and arrogance. يَكَادُونَ يَسْتُونَ بِالَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا Yakadun, they on the verge. Yastuna, to attack you, attack the Muslim. Billadina yatluna alayhim ayatina, those who are reciting and reading these verses, our verses upon them. They want to attack them. Why are you reading these verses? Why are you telling us all this? Qul, say ya Rasulallah, ya Habiballah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam, O Messenger of Islam, you inform them. Afa unabbi'ukum bisharrim min zalikumun nar. Must I inform you of something that is worse than that? And that is everlasting fire, furnace, hellfire, and jahannam. وَأَدَهَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا That is what Almighty Allah has promised the non-Muslims who are sane and mature and they die in that state, rejecting Islam, rejecting the articles of faith, committing some crime that where they associate and ascribe somebody, something to Almighty Allah and rejecting the monotheism. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ What a horrible, terrible place that is to land up in. That is the definite failure, everlasting doom and gloom for them. The next verse, Almighty Allah is addressing to the entire humankind, and especially today, when you look at the scientists and professors and all these people who think that they can decide when will a person live and when will a person die. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind, O people, Duriba mathalun, an example is set forth. فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ listen attentively to this example. This is the balagha, the beauty, the style, the rhetoric of the noble Quran. You students who are learning now the Arabic language, write this down. Kathratul huruf tadullu ala kathratil ma'ani. The more letters there are in the word, the greater emphasis it brings about. So see, fastami'u lahu. You can't say listen to it. Incomplete translation. Listen attentively to it. Listen carefully to it. Inna alladhina tad'una min dunillah. Verily those of you who are listening, who are worshipping, who are calling min dunillah besides Almighty Allah, calling this idol, calling this God, calling this deity. So whosoever, irrespective of which denomination and which religion, lay yakhluqu dhubaba. Put all your deities together. Put all your professors, doctors, scientists together. لَيْ يَخْلُقُوا Not today, not tomorrow, not till doomsday. Can they even create a single fly? One fly. Because creating means min al adam ila al wujud. Which one of us today in this world, 7 billion plus, were in this world 500 years ago, 300 years ago? None of us. Lam yakun shay am mazkura. You were not in existence. Almighty Allah, let our father, mother meet, and then our beloved mother conceived, and she gave birth to us. So what does that show? Lay yakhluqu dhubaba. Never can they do and soulment. Who will put the soul inside that? That is only for Almighty Allah. Yuhyi wa yumit. He gives life and he gives death. Wala wijtama'ula. If all of them come together for that purpose, then also they cannot create a single fly. Today you see people are worshipping idols, people are worshipping the dead, people are worshipping animate, inanimate objects. وَإِي يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابِ This is now an example. Hypothetically, for argument's sake, وَإِن شَرْطِيَّ Conditional clause. وَإِي يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا So if the fly, look at the glory, the beauty, you students, write down, Zubab. Now study the word Zubab. It can be prime minister, it can be president, can be king or queen or prince or crown prince. Anybody. Sometime the fly comes and sit on me and you. So what we do? Zub. We push it away. And that fly says, hey, how dare you push me away? Up, and then it returns. So Zubab. You got the meaning now? To push and return. So the fly say, you don't tell me where I must sit. It's my democratic right to sit on your nose. You see? So that is the fly teaching me and you a lesson. وَإِي يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا And if that single fly, it snatches something away from you, from your idols, from your deities, from your semi-gods and demigods, لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوهُ مِنْ They cannot even retrieve it from that fly. So see how hopeless, useless, and all that the deities are, the idols are. The birds come, urinate, and defecate on them, and they cannot help themselves. How are they going to help you? ضَوْفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ The one who is worshipping, he is also weak and feeble. وَالْمَطْلُوبُ The one you are worshipping, people who are dead, people who are going to idols, people who are going here and there. So the item and the thing you are worshipping is also very, very weak and feeble. Therefore, Islam teaches us through monotheism and tawheed. We have many, many items of news today, so listen carefully. Pakistan, what a sad state of affairs. Yesterday, day before yesterday, the news broke from Pakistan. In the Pakistani parliament, they passed the bill, and that is about the transgender. So now the child can tell he's got male organs, and they will say, no, that my feeling is I'm a female. Or the female will say, I'm a male. So what they allowed, the transgender, and then they can marry. So it means the consequence of it is Pakistan is allowed, supposed to be a Muslim country. And what did they allow? Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve. What a shame and disgrace. Everyone in parliament, Maulana, no Maulana, whoever you are, hang your heads in shame. Remember this. You are now wanting more punishment and inviting more punishment to Pakistan. Then look in the political arena and see that a delegation from Pakistan goes there to try and start normalizing ties between Israel, the rogue apartheid terror regime, and Pakistan. Can you imagine that? Whilst we were studying there in the 70s, nobody in their right mind could ever think we will see the day when Pakistan will even think and consider normalizing ties with Israel, a rogue regime. And remember that transgender and Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve will be legalized and so forth. An absolute disgrace. People who promote this, people who are in favor of it, are non-Muslim. That is the Islamic verdict and ruling on that issue. Why all this? Because this is an imported government. They came in on default. America, Europe, the Western powers bribed them and get rid of Imran Khan and vote of no confidence. The shame and disgrace of the Pakistani politicians. Allah Ta'ala guide them, otherwise Pakistan will be destroyed. Then we go to India. So what happens in India, in Kashmir, Indian administered Kashmir, as they like to say? So they imposing upon, you must remember, the Muslim children. If you know India, Kashmir has a majority population of Muslim. So they imposing upon the Muslim children, you must sing Hindu hymns. Now, where's your democracy? You say the largest democracy in the world, but you treat the Muslims as second, third, fourth class citizens. You see, I took this person's name, and a few times on several occasions, Dr. Professor Shashi Tharoor, I hope I pronounce his name correctly, Shashi Tharoor. And you must listen to his interview and so forth. He says this Hindutva, that's what they're trying, Hindu nationalism, and treating the minorities as second class, third class. He wrote a book on this, and they did against all Modi and BJP and so forth and so on. So he says that this Arab nationalism, this Indian or Hindu nationalism is not what the founding fathers wanted, Gandhi and Nehru and all of them. So they realize they must be a multicultural society and people and so forth. And what BJP, Modi and them are doing, that definitely is against the Hindu religion. It has been hijacked by these thugs and terrorists. Remember that. You should be reading it, every Hindu person and so forth. Just extend that now and go to Rishi Sunak, and go there to Priti Patel. Both of them, you may humiliated, disgrace in British politics. What the thugs, the Hindu thugs, are doing there in Leicester and other places. Why you don't condemn all this? We must stand for justice. See, I'm condemning Pakistan and the politicians, and we say they must hang their heads in shame. Then we go to Iran. So before I explain to you, because you don't understand things, the Muslim today, most of them are fence-sitters. When you sit on the fence, you are committing a major offense. It was Friday. It was the 10th of Muharram Ashura, 61 years after the Hijrah and migration, plus minus approximately 50 years after the martyrdom of Sayyidina of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So 50 years approximately after the demise of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein took place. I'm not using our books. These are Shia books, and you can go and Google it. The author is Sheikh Mufid. The book is called Irshad. In there, I'm reading the text of the Shia book. Inna al-Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wa salam rafa'a yadayhi wa da'a ala shiyatihi. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda raised his mubarak hands and he cursed the Shias. Allahumma immatatau milahin fafarriqhum firaqa wa la tardal wulatu anhum abada. Ya Allah, make them into splinter groups and never let their rulers and leaders be pleased with them. them. Look at what's happening in Iran today. So remember, Shias are kuffar, and for us, we told you long time that these people promote mut'a, prostitution, for 1 hour. Now they want to impose upon their ladies to wear the scarf, and see now, 6 days in a row, all this going on there. A shame and a disgrace what is going on. But remember, they are non-Muslim, and you the bootlickers of the Shias, and taking money from Shias and their supporters. Allah Ta'ala protect us from such people. Next one, remember, from there we go to Turkey. So now Germany has objected. On what Germany objected? He said, Turkey, you got no right to join the Shanghai Council and so forth that is run by, you understand, the main players, China and Russia. So Turkey, Erdogan told them, Germany, you go fly a kite. You don't come dictate to us. You don't want us to be part of European Union. We can join who we want to. Who the hell are you to come and dictate to us? That is what we need. We need people. I don't agree with everything what they do, but at least they got some guts and iman and faith to speak, like Imran Khan, like Erdogan, and so forth. And last, we come to our favorite politician now, they Putin. You're putting them in the right place. Putin said, I'm bringing 300,000 more reservists. And now the youngsters, they all head away to Turkey. From Russia, that you don't need visa to go to Turkey and Armenia and these places. So many of them went there for holiday. They don't want to be conscripted. Second one is this. He told them, you play with me, then the poppers will dance. I will unleash my nuclear. The whole Europe is shaking. One side is withheld the gas and the oil and what have you. On the other side, he's got the most nuclear. So Europe, America, Biden, which by you, Sleepy Joe? Sleepy Joe tells the United Nations, you must remember that Russia is violating, you must remember, the principles of the United Nations and the charter and so forth. You haramis, didn't you violate it when you murdered 1 million people there in Iraq? Why don't you catch, why don't you, Biden, catch your George Bush and imprison him and put him in Guantanamo Bay, the war criminal? Why don't you do all these things there and come and teach and talk nonsense there in the United States, the United Nations General Assembly? So, and then how can we forget Israel? Can you believe this mal'oon, this cursed nation, Lapid is going to address, or he addressed them, and he said, we are for the two state, you understand, and peace process. Go read the Haaretz newspaper. What two state solution? When you stole everything from the Palestinians, everything you accusing Russia for, the Jutlas and the Zionists and the apartheid regime has done already. So why don't you remember, apply the same laws to Russia? Therefore, me, I have no sympathy for Israel, no sympathy for Europe or America if Putin blows them to pieces. Remember that they deserve it because of what they did to our Palestinian brothers, sisters, and flowers, and what they did in Iraq. So, Putin, we're praying for you, my brother.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. So, Ustaz, what is the virtue of Surah Yasin? Is it only read when someone is in Sakarat, or can you read for someone years after they have passed away, Ustad?
Regarding Surah Yasin, chapter number 36 and 83 verses, yes, all the virtues. And I give you the references. Man qara'a Yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawa'ijuhu. Whosoever reads Surah Yasin in the early part of the morning, I read my Yasin and I came down. So you read it, remember, in the early part of the morning, after Fajr, before Fajr, qudiyat hawa'ijuhu. Allah will fulfill your needs. Hadith in Darimi. Man qara'a Yasin fi laylatin ibtigha'a wajhi Allah ghufira lahu. Imam Malik has mentioned that whosoever in his mu'atta, whosoever reads Surah Yasin at night, after Maghrib, after Isha, any time, solely only for the love of Allah, that person will be forgiven. Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum, read Surah Yasin for your disease. And the hadith is mentioned on the authority of Ma'qil bin Yasar in Musnad Ahmad, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah. We reject reject what the Salafis say. Tomorrow, 23rd of September, the Saudis are going to celebrate their 90th anniversary. And that is what they say, Yawmul Watani. They'll take the flag with the kalima and it'll be thrown here and there. I saw it myself, remember this. And if you look at their calendars, they'll tell you 92 years. So what they mean is Gregorian is 90 years and Islamically is 92 years. Bootlickers, remember this. Anyway, and they say you can't read Quran for the deceased. We reject the Salafis on all these issues here. And you, Ummah, your holidays are coming just now. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. I have the strong desire that every one of you, male, female, adult and child, must by a heart and memorize Surah Yasin. So that should be your mission now. And the hadith in Musnad al-Bazar, every Muslim by a heart and memorize Surah Yasin and Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi. The reference for Tabarak al-Ladhi is Mustadrak Hakim.
Ustaz, I've got a student here by the name of Arif. He's only 17 years of age and he says that he's listening to you. He wants to know, is wrestling in today's times permissible as we see how abusive they are during a match? Ustaz,
it's not permissible. Remember that today is acting and bashing the person up. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا تَدْرِبِ الْوَجْهَ. You can't even hit the face of a person. And there they're breaking the bones of the person and so forth and so on. And then all the betting and all that that goes on. So all that haram, not permissible in Islam, what is happening today. And you must stop watching wrestling, my brother. If you are a student of Quran and Sunnah and so forth, then Allah will give you good memory. Every student, but more so if you are a person learning Quran, Sunnah, the more haram we see, then the weaker our iman gets, the weaker our memory gets. Remember that.
I see somebody from Sentence says, there's a free walk Palestine, Muftisab, to bring awareness to the world and to all non-Muslims as well. Can I and my children go as a family? We die for Palestine, Ustad.
Yes, you die for Palestine to participate in all this is not permissible. There's men there, there's women there, people, they say it's not a religious issue. They say it's a human rights issue. So what good is all that? The whole world knows for the past 74 years that Palestine has been oppressed and the oppressor is the Zionist apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. Occupation is terrorism. But not one of these Western leaders, America, Europe, all of them. Look at how biased they are. You Muslims, you're half asleep, you know. So that's the biggest problem. Iqra, read, read, read. Then you can be fit to be leaders. Otherwise, you're not fit to be a leader. So you must remember the United Nations. There Germany says we must become a permanent member. America, Russia, France, Britain, all of them, and China, permanent member. Why no Arab regime? Why no Arab country? Why no African country? Why no Muslim country? Because they treat you as second, third, fourth class citizens. The Queen dies and Biden can go with his beast. And France Macron, the French leader, can go with his vehicle. African leaders put them in a bus, third class presidents. It's good. They must humiliate you for what you had to go there in the first place, to go and bootlick them. So therefore, I told you 100 times, this white hegemony and this reset and the new world order means that white rule and everybody must follow them. That is what they want. They make us fools and idiots. You must remember these type of things here. So therefore, we must say we will open our own United Nations. But where can you expect it from such clowns like the Arabs and the Muslim rulers we have of today?
I see Wendy. She says, good morning to you, AK. Private hospitals are a rip-off. Is everything only about money? Wendy, Ustad.
Wendy, what thing is running straight in South Africa? Did you see your traffic lights and your robot? Never mind the robot. They knocked the whole robot off. The taxi driver or somebody else and so forth. Then they put four-way stops there and so forth. This four-way stop also is unique to South Africa. You won't find in other parts of the world. So anyways, my sister Wendy, now what are your options? If you go to government hospital, you want a knee replacement, you want a hip replacement, replacement, you'll wait 3 months. By that time, you might be dead. So what you have to do, that you have to get medical aid, and then you go to the private hospital. I 100%. And I agree with your sentiments that, remember, they are a rip-off, because when you got the medical aid, then you are the milking cow. So that is what happens. That is our South Africa. Today, the most polarized community in the world, you have the extreme rich, and you have the poverty and the poor, and in between you have the politicians who are looting everybody. Can you believe their wages, 200,000, 250,000, 300? Go look at their wages and sitting on their laurels. You must remember that, and thinking of Hardy and getting fatter and fatter. Good for nothing, impotent, useless, hopeless there.
Allahu Akbar. Somebody says, Ustad, I have a loyal servant who after 25 years made a mistake by giving my car keys to a total stranger who said he was sent by me to collect my car. My car was stolen in this manner. How do I judge my servant to start?
So 25 years service he gave. So you must learn to forgive him and go to the police and so forth. You know he did it inadvertently. So Islamically, you can't hold him responsible. You must tell him, والقاذمين الغيث والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. Because you are so loyal, I'm forgiving you and I'm giving you increase in your wages. That is true Muslim. That is true taqwa, my brother. If you do that for Allah's sake, Allah will give you ni'mal badal, a better replacement.
I see Brother Bob says, yeah, but AK, load shedding is something new in South Africa. 30 years ago, it was something never heard of. What is the future of this country? Bob, who started?
My brother Bob, which world you living in? 15 years now, you must remember, we experiencing the load shedding. They're robbing us. Left, right, and center. When COVID came, 500 billion was given. Where's the money? Hayazi.
Sure.
How much money under the mattress? Pala pala? Hayazi. So I must remember. Ask the ministers, where's that money? Hayazi. So what you talk of South Africa, an absolute failed state and run by crooks, remember this type. Therefore, I'm surprised at people who are the bootlickers and still look up to them. My personal thing is this, if these politicians come and they say they want to meet me, I won't even shake their hand. Maybe they'll rob my whole hand off, you understood? So you must remember that. That is my attitude with them.
I see. Ryan says that, is there any benefit in asking God for things, but we don't make effort to attaining it? So why do we pray? Ryan, Ustad.
You see, Ryan, Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, the one and only creator, he loves us so much more than our own biological parents. I read for you a few verses of the noble Quran. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your sustainer, Narisha, is saying, pray to me, call me 24/7. I will respond to you. Almighty Allah shows us the methodology to pray. Udu Rabbakum tadarru wa khufiya. So call Almighty Allah. How? That with humility, not with pride and arrogance. And softly. There's no need to scream and shout and so forth. That Islam hates, remember that. That is called a voice of donkeys, Quran says. La sawtul hamir. So softly we speak to Almighty Allah. And we must have the conviction that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is accepting our du'as. So we say, my brother Ryan, that every person has to pray. But if you want your du'as to be accepted, and in this world and hereafter, then only Islam is the salvation. So that's why it's an integral part of our act of worship. Ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah. Ad-du'a'u huwal ibadah. Is the nucleus of the acts of worship. So pray, pray. Muslim, we have to pray not only 5 times a day. Before I eat, I pray. After I eat, I pray. Before I drink, I pray. After I drink, I pray. Drink water, juice we're speaking about. And before I sleep, we have to pray. After we wake up, we pray. So every action is connected to prayer, my brother Ryan.
Can inheritance, Ustad, be refused or denied in a world, Ustad?
Remember, inheritance is only place in Islam. The milkiyat, ownership, is ijbari. My father passed away in 1982, 40 years ago. Mother passed away in 97, 25 years ago. Allah grant them all, the marhumin who passed away with Iman, Islam, Jannat al-Firdaus. So I'm inheriting as a son. So I say, no, I don't want. So in Islam, that is still your share. So you take your share and then you dispose of it of whoever you want to. So even if you say it's not yours, it will be considered as yours. But you need to understand the following laws. When a Muslim person passes away, number one is burial, funeral expenses from the estate. Second one are the payment of the debts of the deceased, personal debts, business debts, corporate debts, all that. Third one, wasiyah, to bequeath for non-heirs, a person, organization, can be a non-Muslim person, Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary also, and that, but maximum one third of the net estate, and fourth one will be the shares of the heirs. So in Islam, that is faridatam min Allah, the shares of the heirs have been ordained, prescribed by Almighty Allah himself. It's not something unilateral, me and you can just decide, no. Then if the heirs are all sane and mature and they reach an amicable agreement, no one is coercing the other, then I say I'll take the car, he says he'll take the shop, she says you'll take the house, and we all agree, so Islam allows that. But everyone must understand initially what their share is. So first you accept it, whether you like it or not, and then you can dispose of it how you want to.
I see I've got here Javid Bhai. He says, how can we bring back Imran Khan, Mufti Saab? Pakistan, my country, is dying. Kya karna, Ustad?
Javed bhai, Allah ta'ala aapko lambi zindagi de. Javed means long life. So ye to Pakistan ki siyasat hai. Pakistan ki siyasat ke jo hai, teen hisse hai. Aadhi zindagi jo hai, fauj ne chalaya. Aur baaki zindagi jo hai, do khandano ne chalaya. Sharif khandan aur Bhutto khandan. Ye hai kismat Pakistan ki. So the brother is saying, how can we bring back Imran Khan? So remember, I told him, if you know Pakistani, he's a Pakistani. So I'm telling him, if you know Pakistani politics, 75 years they old from 47 till now. So half the life of Pakistan, the army ran the matters. Then after that, before that, two families ran it. The Bhutto family and the Sharif family. And remember that they are masters in now deception and backstabbing. So bewafai, ye kusur hai Pakistan ka. They are not loyal to Islam, majority of them, and not loyal to their country. Last one.
Somebody wants to know, Ustaz, that Mufti Saab, how do we pay charity in Islam, Ustaz?
Remember, the best charity is this, that people want to go for Umrah, people want to go here and there, so but they leave a trail of debts. How can you go for Umrah and you're owing people money and so forth? It's not permissible. So we need to prioritize. People don't pay their debts of their parents, but they're building masjid for the parents. They're giving to the Darulum and Madrasa. Mere walid sahab ke liye, mere walida, build a put one well here. Why? Did you pay all the creditors, your father, mother, your business is owing? So there they say, no, that we will liquidate. And that. So who's crooking who? So we must be very clear. Life is all about priorities. So the shaitan comes, وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ, and he embellishes and adorns that which is secondary and makes you forget that which is primary. So remember, the best charity will be after you have paid your zakat and lillah and everything, and you have paid your creditors and your debts and all that, then water is the best charity. So empower people and give out charity daily. Wallahi ma naqasa malun min sadaqa. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith. Charity will never decrease when you give for the love of Allah. I take an oath on Almighty Allah. So the yamhaqullahu riba wa yurbi sadaqat. Allah will wipe out interest and Allah will let charity increase. Inshallah, 8:30 to 9 today with Mawzahid Khan will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat, and then 11 to 12 Mawzahid Khan and myself. have very important topic, talaq and divorce, and 1 to 2, inshallah, tafsir of Quran. Assalamu alaikum.
Ustad, I see I've got Dingani say, pray for me. He's resigning from work. Dingani, Ustad.
Hi, Dingani, you must resign. And what happened to your ANC? You see what they did with the country? ANC and no current, my brother.